VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Keep it locked right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
Is that true?
Yes.
Really?
We never gossip.
And here I am doing the show with my clothes on. I could just take them off. No way, because it's going to stay on eBay Radio.
Because nobody cares.
eBay Radio, in the nude. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint. You know, actually, I'm wondering, there may be some of our listeners who... Call in if you listen to eBay Radio in the all together.
888-RADIO-30.
Right. We'll ask you
or
what you're wearing.
Or at least tell us what you're wearing.
Right. Nothing.
So... Griff, you ready to go to the phones?
Because
we're going all the way.
Oh, no.
To San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Okay.
Jovet from San Juan, Puerto Rico, known on eBay as Stitch Fett. Stitchfett. Hey, Jovet, welcome to the program.
Hey, Lee and Griff, how are you doing today?
Very well.
We're doing pretty good.
What's the weather like down in San Juan?
Oh, God, this is Sahara all over.
Oh, jeez.
You can picture it. I don't know right now because I haven't seen the temperature today, but it must be around the 80-something, 90-something.
Oh. God, he sounds my ex-husband.
Yeah, it gets hot in Puerto Rico.
Jovet, my last name is Mirabal, M-I-R-A-B-A-L. And my ex-husband was from Ponce.
Yeah, I know. I actually called a few years back.
Oh, you did?
And I know you're related to Puerto Rico. So you're a Puerto Rican too by association.
By association. And my daughter is. You know, Melissa, my daughter Melissa's half Puerto Rican.
Have you ever come back to Puerto Rico?
I'm sorry to say I have not.
A great island. I'm calling today because I was hearing the program. I got out the loop for at least 2 years. I used to hear the program every day, or at least the archives. But life as it is got complicated, and I couldn't do one or the other. And I was trying to catch up today with the program, and I heard Griff saying something about the insurance, how it's supposed to work now.
Yes.
I also hear him saying about the now you can charge anything you want for shipping, but good luck, and that is right. Good luck if you're overcharged.
Right.
My main concern today is I don't know if you're up to date with the news with Puerto Rico government doing some new laws, the whole PayPal fiasco that they don't allow person-to-person payments from Puerto Rico anymore, and something about eBay not allowing payments from Puerto Rico to the U.S. Have you heard about that?
No.
I'm not aware of that, no. I'll have to...
Oh, my gosh.
Plead ignorance.
That blew up like a few weeks ago because the Puerto Rico government made a law that online bankings or anything that is... merchant-related, should hold a tax from people that buy things from Puerto Rico. As always, we know that Congress is working hard to make online taxes a reality, which will put us in great peril. Mm. But so long, nothing has been going on. Well, yeah. Puerto Rico has the tendency... The actual government is making life hell for everyone here.
Yeah.
And one of those things is that they try to make the USPS post office charge the taxes. Mm. Of course, they can because we have no authority over the federal government. They just said, no, I'm not going to do it. And their response was to make a law for any online merchant to hold those taxes to send it to Puerto Rico. And you can imagine the response from eBay and from PayPal. They say no.
Well, so I've done a little quick research. This is a PayPal issue, not an eBay issue. And you know that eBay and PayPal are now two separate companies.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But I saw in the announcement a few weeks ago something about changes to the user agreement.
And which user agreement?
A special thing about Puerto Rico.
Which user agreement? PayPal or eBay?
eBay's.
Yeah, I
tried to look for it, but I couldn't find it again.
Yeah, I don't see this, and I'm pleading ignorance. I'm doing a little research as I can.
That I have found, Griff, and this is on eBay, but it dates back to 2006.
No, it's different.
eBay in Puerto Rico buying and shipping.
No, it was a few
terms.
Weeks ago, four weeks tops.
Right, this happened, was announced, according to the Caribbean Business PR, which is this was back on September 4th, PayPal to stop person-to-person payment service in Puerto Rico. So I wish I could help you with this, but I can't because it's not an eBay issue, it's PayPal.
Well, I'm just telling you because I was searching through all the past podcasts from your show to see if there was something on it. If you could in any way check the later, not right now, of course, because it's going to take a little time. If you could check about that whole issue, it was in the announcement because I saw it in my eBay Sense. When there is an announcement, they send an email to our private email, and I went back to the announcement on the page on eBay, and it was there.
And I'm sure it could be eBay alerting online its subscribers in Puerto Rico of this development. But again, this is not an eBay development. This is a PayPal development.
But I'll tell you what: if we can find out anything about it, we will.
Right.
Okay,
that will be greatly appreciated because it was the biggest concern. I don't mind if I can't purchase, but I sell on eBay.
Yeah.
Griff, his feedback is 3,153.
Right, and it's complicated. There are other online payment services you could use. There's, I think, ProPay. I don't know if they've been removed yet. They will be in the future, but you can check and see if those are available for you. But for now, if PayPal makes this decision not to accept person-to-person payment services for Puerto Rico, my heart bleeds for you, but unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about it.
But you know what, Jovet? I want to learn about it. It's interesting. So we will look it up for you.
Yeah.
If we read the letter from PayPal for the whole person-to-person thing that they're not going to be able, it talks about person-to-person. It doesn't say anything about business.
Yeah, I know, but that's their decision. So, again...
No, I already found a loophole. Don't worry.
Oh, okay, good.
My Texas address has primary.
Ah, there you go. Well,
very good.
I'm glad you found that loophole. I hope I let's not mention it again because loopholes have a way of getting found and closed. But
Jovet, we'll see. We'll
leave in Texas sometimes.
We'll see what we can figure out, honey. Okay.
Yeah. Well, as long as Sam here, I was one. The other thing also I want to hear about the insurance. How does it work now?
Yeah.
And there is one small issue I'm going to tell you, and I let you go to keep on the show. I keep on hearing on the radio. I have a few listings that I list under Toys and Hobbies, action figures, military, and adventure.
Yeah.
And for some reason, the system, 5 minutes after I list the item that is already on eBay, it changed them to Toys and Hobbies, action figures, other action figures.
Yeah, so...
Well, I'm looking at one here that does say military and adventure on the end of it.
So send me the item numbers for the affected listings. I'll investigate. Okay. If I can't find the reason, I will send it to someone else. But again, you have to... The things like this, you have to send them in an email.
Okay, no problem.
Jovet, what was the one thing that you wanted to say before you hung up?
Well, you wanted to hear about how the insurance works.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because right now, last week, I sent somebody a package to Texas. the baggage lost the tracking after it left Puerto Rico for some reason.
Yeah.
And I insure all my items. I don't sell something without insurance.
Right.
And I pay the client from my insurance. But I heard you said that eBay is the one that now insures.
So let me
call the whole package.
And I'm going to tell you now. So as a seller, when you purchase insurance for a shipment, you're purchasing it to insure yourself, not the buyer. So mentioning it, you're not supposed to mention it in your listings that you will charge extra for insurance. Nothing about insurance. You can't mention that to the buyer. You're free to purchase insurance. You're doing it for yourself. And in a case where a seller has a package that's gone missing, they're going to have to make the buyer whole, not contingent on the seller getting a payment from the insurance company. You can pursue that, but when it comes to the buyer, eBay has a money back guarantee for all purchases on eBay that qualify, and that comes first. So you're going to have to refund the buyer as a condition to using eBay, and then you can collect from your insurance company. And I think there are a lot of sellers who think, well, the way it works is if a package goes missing, the buyer has to wait until I get reimbursed by the shipper. And that's not how it works. So that's those are the two things. One is you can't charge insurance broken out as a line item, and then it'll be this much extra for insurance. You can't do that. You can charge one cost for shipping, which may include the cost of your insurance, but you can't call it out. And you're not supposed to mention insurance in your listings.
So I hope we helped you there, Joe Benton. We'll look up the other stuff for you.
This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. So what do you do to make your customers happy? 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where BubbleFast comes in. BubbleFast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and BubbleFast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
Auction, fixed price, 7 days, or good till canceled? That's a lot to think about. Your listing strategies have a big impact on your sales and your monthly fees. Meet Coach Jack. Jack Darton is eBay's senior analyst for pricing. He'll check your account to see what changes might decrease your fees and increase your selling success. To have your account considered, send email with your seller ID and any pertinent details to Coach Jack at eBay.com. That's Coach Jack at eBay.com.
Shipping can be complicated. Make it simple with ShipStation. ShipStation is customizable so you can automate your shipping process just the way you like it. Nearly every single shipping task and decision, from choosing a carrier and service to importing and processing orders, can be set up to work auto-magically. Brand labels with your logo. Even tailor notification emails to suit your business. So every aspect of your customer's order experience has your personal touch. ShipStation works right from the cloud and integrates directly with eBay. You can batch print multiple labels for USPS, UPS, FedEx, DHL, and other services, all at the same time. There's even a mobile app that lets you print shipping labels from anywhere. If you're eligible for discounts from UPS, FedEx, or somebody else, ShipStation will pull them in. Plus, you get an awesome discount on USPS rates just for using ShipStation. Try it free for 30 days at ShipStation.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself.
Visit worthpoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment's brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Call us now. Do it now. Please. Now, 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 now. Be here now on the phone. 888-723-4630.
Tom, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Known on eBay as Black and Gold Gifts. Our buddy. Hi, Tom. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good here. Just wanted to speak a little bit about our meetup. Not about, you know, when it is or anything like that, but just some things about it. For one thing, we've got a little bit of a problem. We're outgrowing our venue.
That's good news.
That's very good news.
Congrats.
Yeah, we'd love to hear that.
We have 82 members, and 28 showed up at the last meeting, and the room is supposed to hold 25, so we're on the verge of the hallway. I heard Sue from Pittsburgh on eBay Radio Tuesday, and I don't know whether she's a seller or not, but I don't know why she's not a member of our group.
Mm.
So if you're listening, Sue, check out the Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group on Meetup. I'd also like to thank Griff for attending that meeting. You didn't know you were there, did you?
No, I didn't. How was I there?
Well, we started, we have a projector, and we started showing a couple of tutorials at each meeting, and so we're one of the
That's cool.
Well, I'm glad I could help.
And, you know, I've brought this up to the entire group that, and anybody listening, this is a good tip for you if you're a seller and you just want to learn more. Google eBay tutorials. And watch one or two a day. They're like 2 minutes to 7 minutes long, and there's a lot of them, and you will learn. One of them, we played it twice just because it was about the new shipping, the new seller update for shipping. And I forget the lady's name that does the tutorial. It's only a couple minutes long, but we had to go over it twice. And then I also mentioned to the one lady, because she was a little concerned about getting her mailman to scan everything, and she was unaware of the scan form if you use the shipping labels to print all your labels at once. So if you don't know about that, check that out. You might want to go over that in the future, Griff, on the radio, you know, how to find that scan form.
Yes.
Or how to print labels that way and get that scan form. However, the main thing that I wanted to ask is, whether or not there's a tutorial about item condition, and if not, if maybe you guys could make one, because in the last 24 hours, I have run across this a couple of times. A lot of sellers that don't understand item condition. I was looking for some new shoes, and two of the listings, one came up as new without box, and in, under that it says customer returned second day without box, couldn't be sold in store. Well, that's not new. That's pre-owned. Now, I don't care how nice it is, it's still pre-owned. And the other one said new without box, and then under that, in the listing, it says only worn around the block once.
Yeah.
Not new. And I just received in the mail a new Yonana's machine, because I gave my other one to my son for my grandson, because he can't have dairy. And so I bought one off eBay, and of course it was new without box, and it shows up, and it's got a sticker on the bottom from the Salvation Army saying sold as is, and the remnants of the manual that came with it make it obvious that it was not new. Parts are in the dishwasher now. As long as it works, I'm fine with it, but it would be great to be able to have a tutorial to show and for other people to look at that could explain exactly what is meant by new.
Well, it would vary a little bit depending on the type of item, but for apparel, and especially shoes, once they've been put on and worn, they're no longer new.
That's the way I feel about it.
But you would get some argument, and I think they'd be valid arguments, from someone who said, these are a pair of shoes that I ordered, I never wore, I don't have the box. They're technically, someone could say that's new without box.
I've done that. I've had shoes that don't have the box that have never been worn. And in fact, they may have a tag on it, a store tag, still on the shoe itself. For example, if I buy a pair of shoes at Marshall's to resell from their sales rack, many of those, if not most of them, don't have boxes, but they are brand new. So someone in that situation would say, that's new without the box. Even if because someone may have put one of those shoes on to try it in the store. So it gets you're getting into an area where razor precision is not going to be possible because there's the definition isn't, you can't nail it down. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I agree with that, but that's another reason why it would be nice to have a tutorial to show and to explain that. So that's just a thought.
Yeah, well.
And I don't have a problem with, you know, something's been worn one time or like this machine that showed up. As long as it works, I'm okay with it. I got it for a decent price, half of what a brand new one would cost. And I'm happy with that.
I think ultimately the way that I'm not against having a tutorial to help explain how item condition works. I think it would be more difficult than you and I might imagine to actually cover every situation. But I think what's important is the buyer experience. So if the buyer thinks they're getting a brand new item and it's obviously been worn, it doesn't matter if the seller said new without box. The buyer has a case to dispute the condition, in which case we're looking at a possible case that the seller's going to have to resolve. So accuracy right. is important. Happy to submit the. I don't. So we're clear here. I don't make these tutorials unilaterally. There's a team that does this, and it's part of their job description. And I'm involved in many of them that are seller facing because. I help maybe with the content, and I'm good in front of a camera, so many people think I can't comment. But I'm happy to send that as a suggestion for a tutorial. But it's not going to solve a lot of problems when it comes to people wanting to push the envelope, so to speak, I think.
It's a little complicated sometimes. Tom, before we let you go, I want to tell you how much I'm enjoying the grandchildren pictures. On Facebook.
Yeah.
That one where you're laying down and they're with you, I almost cried. It was so beautiful. As a grandmother, I'm just, you know.
They're like a magnet to me. As soon as I enter the room, they're all over me.
I can tell. They were clinging. Tom, thank you so much for your call today, and I hope Griff helped you a little bit there. Thanks.
I hope. I'm not ever sure I do, but
our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Hey, I got to read something to you before we go back to the phones.
Yes.
I sent you over an email this morning that I'm not going to read because it was so long we can't read it over the air.
Right.
It was a contact us email, and they do have an issue, and I sent it to you. But there was a testimonial below the explanation of their concern that I'd like to read. For a newbie to your radio show that we never knew existed, and we've been on eBay for 14 years, you need to know we love it.
Oh.
This show has pumped me up so much. I'm dreaming about what to list next. Now, thank you, eBay, for giving us sellers a voice and a level playground. We love our buyers and only have one wish, and that is for eBay buyers to realize that eBay buyers and sellers must be on the same two-way street. It only works if both are hand-in-hand. Sellers that have 99% and 100% here on eBay, we are in our 14th year, are not here to rip anybody off. Thanks again for all your help, both of you, Ed and PJ.
Oh, I agree, and I've been pushing for a while that a seller with tenure on eBay, that past history should count for something.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
You better believe it. Okay.
And just stay tuned.
Oh, is something going to happen?
No, but just stay tuned for the future. Everyone wants everything all at once. Think back to a month ago and what was announced.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Now think into the future and think of what everyone said, all of the executives that were at the We Are eBay 20.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the end of the story.
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much.
We're excited.
You are.
Can't wait. Beverly, Chicago, Illinois, a woman who's always excited, known as Sammy Can 2 on eBay. What's your question or comment today, Beverly?
Oh, this is some advice for sellers. The woman that lives upstairs from me orders a lot off of eBay and some other place we won't mention. And the mailman came here a few days ago with this huge box and said, Bev, I've got $2.10 postage due. So I went and got the cash, gave it to him, and I'm looking at this box. It's really big. It's like 23 by 11 by 3, and it says large flat rate box. And the seller actually let the postage show on the box.
Right.
So I pulled my graphs out and I took a look, and she paid an online rate on eBay, not TRS, and $210 would have been had she had purchased it at the post office. And I said, something's wrong with this. She got it online. Now I'm looking at the box closer and closer. And she's got it taped up the wazoo, and the box is deformed in shape.
Right.
Now, we ended up sending the box back to the post office without the contents. He gave me a contact name at the post office, and they just wanted the box back to look at it.
All right. We're about to take a break. I just want to give you a chance to speed it up.
Oh, okay. So, sent it back, and sure enough, what they should have charged me was $20 and something, because she misconfigured a flat rate box.
Wow.
Well, so what she used is a flat rate box, but she was sending it priority. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. She took that box and just conformed it different.
Right.
Than what it, you know, it's not if it fits, it ships. If it fits without changing the box.
So stay on the line for a minute. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Coming up next, our next segment, 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com. Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With three eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to campaigngo.com.